This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
A friendly comparison of Python. Frameworks for lifelong learners. Discover the best Python machine learning frameworks for beginners and pros alike, perfect for continuing education and professional development. Python Machine Learning Frameworks. Which one is right for you? Hey, I've been meaning to tell you about something pretty interesting for anyone curious about machine learning. You know how Python has totally taken over when it comes to ML projects, right? Well, there are a ton of Python machine learning frameworks out there, and picking the right one can feel like trying to choose a favorite ice cream flavor when you don't really know what you want yet. So I thought I'd just break down some of the most popular Python ML frameworks and give you the lowdown on what makes each one stand out. Whether you're a beginner thinking about jumping into this world, or just a lifelong learner who's into professional development, this might help clear up some confusion. Plus, if you're into continuing education or online courses, a solid grasp on these frameworks will definitely make your journey smoother. TensorFlow. All right, first up, TensorFlow. This one's huge. Developed by Google, TensorFlow is a beast when it comes to building and training machine learning models, especially deep learning networks. It's super flexible and powerful, but I'll be honest, the learning curve can be a bit steep for beginners. The neat thing is it supports both low-level operations and high-level APIs. So it works for beginners and experts alike. It's great for production environments and large-scale projects, and thanks to its huge community and tons of resources, troubleshooting or learning new tricks is easier than ever. So, if you're into deep learning and want something robust that scales, TensorFlow might be your best bet. Plus, it offers excellent support for deploying models on mobile or web apps, which is pretty cool. PyTorch. Next, there's PyTorch. Honestly, PyTorch feels a bit more Pythonic, meaning it's designed to feel more intuitive for Python coders. It's gained a ton of popularity, especially in the research community, because it's easier to experiment with and debug. Plus, it has dynamic computation graphs, which just means you can change your model on the fly while running the code. This flexibility makes it ideal for professional development and those working on experimental projects. For someone doing distance learning or casual ML projects, PyTorch might feel less intimidating. It also has great support and a growing ecosystem. Facebook backs it, so you know it's here to stay. Many online courses these days actually focus on PyTorch, so it's a good investment of your time if you want to keep your skills fresh. Skykit Learn. Now, if you're just getting started or working on projects that don't necessarily require complex neural networks, Skykit Learn is a perfect fit. It's widely regarded as the go-to for traditional machine learning algorithms like decision trees, support vector machines, and clustering techniques. Unlike TensorFlow or PyTorch, Scikit-Learn focuses on simpler models, but it's incredibly user-friendly. What's awesome about Scikit-Learn is its consistent API and tons of built-in functions for pre-processing data, feature selection, and model evaluation. For people interested in adult education or just hands-on learning through real projects, this framework is incredibly accessible. Plus, it can handle everything from classification to regression without much setup. Keras. Keras is another popular one that's often recommended for beginners because of its simplicity and usability. In fact, Keras is now basically integrated within TensorFlow, making it one of the easiest ways to build deep learning models without all the complexity underneath. you write less code, and it's straightforward to understand. Think of Keras as that friendly middle ground between power and ease of use. It's great if you want to get a feel for neural networks and deep learning without becoming overwhelmed. And because it's backed by TensorFlow, you get the best of both worlds, simplicity and scalability. Other mentions. XGBoost, perfect for boosting algorithms, especially in competitions and real-world applications that require speed and accuracy. LightGBM, another boosting library that's great for handling large datasets quickly. FastEye, a library built on top of PyTorch, it offers higher-level components designed to accelerate model development, especially for beginners. What should you choose? If you're just starting out, scikit-learn is definitely the way to go. It offers an approachable entry point to machine learning without too much overhead. Once you get comfortable, I'd recommend checking out PyTorch if you want flexibility and research-style work, or TensorFlow if your goal is large-scale deployment and versatility. And if you're someone who learns best through structured study, considering online courses that cover these frameworks could be a game changer. In fact, platforms that offer lifelong learning and professional development paths can guide you through both foundational concepts and advanced techniques. If you want a place to explore high-quality, PhD-level online courses on topics like these and beyond, I'd suggest checking out Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They have a variety of offerings that support continuing education and skill building at your own pace. Explore courses now. Head over to Vrversity and find the perfect course to jumpstart or deepen your understanding of machine learning and other advanced subjects. Whether you're upgrading your skills for work or just driven by curiosity, the right learning resources can make all the difference. So in the end, it really depends on where you are in your learning journey and what your goals are. But no matter what, there's a Python ML framework that fits your style and needs. Just pick one, start experimenting, and enjoy the ride.